Welcome back to the Golly Young Men podcast. This is episode 87. Man, getting closer and closer to 100. It is crazy. We are in the middle of fall, in the middle of football season. Just the greatest time of year, in my opinion. I think I talked about this last year when we were recording. Maybe it was last year. I don't remember for sure. But about how I used to be a summer is the best holiday, or best season type of guy. And I have since grown up and matured. Summer is not the best. Summer is really, really great. And I love summer. Fall's the best.
Fall's the best.
Fall is just the best. Fall's the best. The clothes you get to wear, the jackets, the pretty colors outside, just the cooler, crisp weather, and then of course football season. It's just the best.
The soups, as dumb as it sounds, the decorations of just you walk in and it's an explosion of orange and, you know, burnt orange and reds and browns and yellows, and, you know, Thanksgiving's coming up and it's leading to the holidays and the leaves are changing outside. If you don't live in the South, you can't possibly understand how beautiful it is down here. Like, we had the aspens in Colorado. That was like September time. You know, we go up hunting, do muzzle loading in September, and it was gorgeous. And you get the aspens changing. It's a different animal down here, man. You drive down the streets with all of the trees hanging over the street, and they're all changing to these vibrant colors. It is one of the most beautiful things. Obviously, Boston and Maine and all those areas, like, that's gorgeous as well. But there's just something about Tennessee that I've never really appreciated.
I agree with that. People love the pumpkin spice too. I do not, but no. I tell you, Starbucks had an apple crisp cream latte or something.
Oh, yeah. No. Good, that's my go-to.
Those apple drinks
apple crisp macchiato
are quite good. But we digress. We're 2 minutes in and we're talking about Starbucks drinks. Episode 87, we are talking, speaking of wasting time, that's hilarious.
That's perfect.
We're talking about structuring your day.
Don't waste time.
With this episode, we're going to get really big about, this episode is going to be really big about not wasting time, and we just wasted the first 2 minutes of the episode. No.
Sometimes it's important.
Exactly. We'll get to that. There is time for it. No, but this is a really big deal to both Joe and I, and this is something that I think if you godly young men can at least be thinking about at an early age and kind of be moving towards, you will be set up so well in your life. Just the structuring your day, probably the most important concept that I've learned since becoming an adult is the concept of intentionality. And Joe, if you'll give me a minute, I'm going to go into this, and then I'd love to get your thoughts. But the idea of intentionality with, if you're not intentional with certain things, it's going to lead to waste. We had a money episode a few months ago now, and it's not original to me, but I've always believed if you don't have a plan for your money, if you're not intentional with your money will get spent, and it will get spent on things that are probably a waste. If you're not intentional with your walk with God, with your time with God, it's probably not going to happen. You're going to end up with a lot of wasted opportunities. And for a lot of people, it obviously depends on your line of work. If you are not intentional with the way you spend your work hours, specifically if you're a white collar person who maybe more creative content or whatever it is, if you're not intentional with those hours, you could get through an 8-9 hour workday and be like, I did like 2 hours worth of productive work. A lot of wasted time, a lot of waste due to lack of intentionality. And so it's our proposal that maybe there's no better example of this idea of intentionality versus waste than with our time. If we're not intentional with our time, we're going to end up wasting it. And so that's the idea for this episode. And so we're going to talk about how do we structure our day to where we maybe minimize the waste of time that we have.
Yeah, I like you said, minimize. We want to optimize. That really is what this outline is about, is we're optimizing. And you will find this is a lifelong pursuit to optimize your day. I'm very much working on this, and not every day is great. I'm going to start that off by saying you don't accomplish this every single day. Not every day is optimized. The goal is to continue to optimize to get to the point where you're living a life that is streamlined. You got really good rhythms, habits. You're intentional. That's why I like Will. You put a fantastic outline together. Intentionality is the beginning of all of this. Of any optimization you're going to do, you have to be intentional. Like, you could throw on health. If you're not intentional, you're not intentional. It's like, oh man, 6 Oreos later, boy, it's been 15 minutes. And
15 pounds later, like, man.
That's exactly it. Like, and, you know, I just ate half a bag of chips. If you're not intentional with putting those things away and choosing something else. But I love how you really brought it, the focus in on time, because time is the biggest wasted thing. How many of us get to the end of the day and it's like, where'd the time go?
What did I do today?
What did I do today? what did I actually accomplish? Like, what did I get done? And a lot of times we get to the end, and I hate to say it, not a lot. You know, like, boy, I was so absent-minded the entire time, and I wasted so much time. Twitter, Facebook, probably not for the godly young man. It may be Instagram. It may be Snapchat. It may be TikTok, obviously, is a time killer. TikTok or YouTube, major time suck. Yeah. So when you're looking at those things constantly, you just find that you go into this haze and like 3 hours pass and you go, well, what happened? You know, what did I accomplish? Nothing. You wasted your time.
Well, there's two sides to this. Those who are on the younger end of our listening, maybe you're in high school still, homeschooled, whatever, or maybe you're in college years with classes that don't take up a ton of time. You do have homework and stuff, but I think your schooling years, even if you do have some kind of job, you do tend to have a lot of time, a lot of free time. And so if you fall into that category, focus on that, kind of the time outside of school, the time outside of work. And then similarly, even if somebody has a full-time 40-hour week job, maybe we've got some people in their 20s and 30s who watch and listen to this, full-time 40-hour week job, that still leaves 28 hours throughout your week that you can use for various things. And I think a lot of people can, you know, they put their time in at work and then that's about all they accomplish for the day. Yep. And they're done. They're maxed out. And again, you look back at your day and it's like, yeah, I went to work, but what else did I do today productive? Mm-hmm. Not a lot. And we're going to get into a discussion here in just a minute on, do we have to always be productive? Because that is I'm really looking forward to that discussion here in just a few minutes. But so that's what we're getting at here is, even if you're like, okay, I've got my 8 hours of work today, most people are still up for another 8 to 10 hours beyond that. And so structuring your day around that. And so, as Joe said, a lot of people look and there's a lot of things that they want to get done. There's so many things that we want to get done. We can even look at the next day before we go to bed and be like, okay, I'm going to get this done. I'm definitely going to get up and work out for sure. I'm going to exercise and work out tomorrow. Us godly men, where I'm going to do my Bible study and spend some time with God. I got some errands to run. I've maybe got some projects I'm working on. I've got to get that homework done for college or for high school. I've got to write that paper, whatever it is. I've got these hobbies. I really want to go hit some golf balls at the range. Like, whatever it is, we've got so many things that we want to do. And Joe, I'll speak for myself when I was younger, and, you know, feel like I'm getting better at it now, but maybe there's some days like this where I look back and it's like I got half of what I wanted to get done, or maybe even less because we wasted our time. That's really the inspiration for this episode.
Oh, absolutely. While you were talking about it, it hit me. I'm trying to remember what book it was from, The Important versus the Urgent. Maybe it was Power Habit or something like that. Understanding the important things versus the urgent things. We can spend our entire day doing urgent things that we never really do get to the important things. And the to-do list can be a mile long, but we do burn out at a certain point. And the other thing is, if this is where we want to get into, I suppose, in the next part, but like, if every part is optimized, you're not leaving any room for like in this, sometimes wasted space is okay. Yeah. But man, we have so many things that we want to get done that, yeah, it's going to take intentionality and it's going to take a structured day from start to finish. I'm a big believer in morning routines. I think did we do one? We did.
Conquer your mornings. It was a long time ago.
Yeah, we're big believers in you got to get up, you got to conquer your morning. It's going to set the tone of the day because we do have so many things to get to. Well, sometimes it's great to not vacation, things like that, but most of the time, everything will just lay it out of the things we want to get to. That is what's helping us be better, godly young men. Yes. So we want to make time for those things. It doesn't happen without intentionality, without looking to optimize, without being just focused on your day, because again, we can go into this haze where it's a lack of focus, it's a lack of discipline, and it's really a lack of staying present. We're so focused on the next thing, the next thing, the next thing, or what we've done in the past, we fail to just stay present and say, can I get this done right now? And then move on, and then move on, and then move on.
Well, adding structure and intentionality to your day, I know there's probably some people listening that might be like, well, man, that's just not me. I'm not a planner. I'm more a fly by the seat of my pants type of person. That's okay. You'll just be far less productive than those people. Like, I'm not trying to be rude or insensitive or anything like that, but like those people are like, planning is for losers. You're just going to be less productive most of the time. If you don't structure your day, if you don't structure your time, those that do tends to work out better.
You may have bouts of productivity where it's like in a day, you just were a wall.
It's like a roller coaster, like bam, and then down.
Yeah, exactly. Here, and then it's like, whoa, see, I'm just as productive. Not over the course of a month, a year, you know what I mean? Like the structure is what takes you.
Your highs might be high, but your lows are probably lower.
You're not waiting for motivation to hit every single second. And this is why structuring your day, there's an idea of rhythm replaces strength. When you are in rhythms and you are structuring your day and you know what's going to help or what's coming next, that is going to replace those bouts of motivation. The person who's not structured is waiting for that motivation to hit at the peak. The roller coaster is like, woo, we're really high. And then the motivation drops through the floor and you'll go a week and accomplish nothing. If you're waiting for the roller coaster of motivation, you're going to get, I'm just going to tell you right now, you're going to have a wasted life where very few things get done that you want to get done because you're just waiting for that next bout of motivation, dopamine, whatever it is. Be structured. Recognize that there's beauty in the structure. There's beauty in monotony. There's beauty in rhythm. I've always been one that's kind of eschewed and kind of pushed aside the idea of monotony and structure and everything else. It's like, I love being spontaneous. I love just going out to eat, or I love just, you know, planning a vacation, whatever it is. The older I get, the more I really start to regret this part of my personality, which kind of gets into the next part, but regret that part of my personality of like, yeah, but you live today. I have four kids. I can't just pick up and go to Europe, right? Like that was happening anyway. But you know what I mean? Like,
so
you want to be structured because that is so important leading into your adult life, where you're not just waiting for the fun moments, living weekend to weekend, waiting for motivation.
Let's talk about that. Let's get into that discussion, because this is, once again, what we're going to share in a second is just kind of general tips when it comes to structuring your day. And again, the main line that we want you to remember from this episode is that a lack of structure or a lack of intentionality is going to lead to wasted time. For us as godly young men, specifically 30 and below, or obviously into our 30s as well, we've got so much energy. It's our prime working years. We've got so much going for us. You know, man, that's the time we don't want to waste. That's the time that we shouldn't waste. But Joe, I want to ask this question. It's going to hit home for both of us here. Is there value in some wasted time? And by that, I mean, I'm going to ask it maybe a few different ways. Do you always have to be productive? You and I are very productive mindset type of people. I think guys in general typically tend more so to be obsessed with production. I've got to optimize. You said it earlier. I've got to optimize all my time every single minute. I've got to make sure that I'm getting stuff done, that I'm productive. When can you take time to enjoy yourself? So again, kind of three different ways to ask that question, but essentially, like, what is the balance between constantly looking for being productive versus I'm going to sit and enjoy myself, and there's not going to be a single productive thing that is done over the next 2 hours, and that's okay. How do we get to that point?
Do you want logical Joe to answer the question, or emotional Joe?
I would love to hear both.
Logical Joe says, do you always have to be productive? No, it makes sense. I mean, I get it. You have to rest. Emotional Joe, the lower parts deep down say, absolutely you do. That's where worth and value come from. We've talked about this. Yeah. We were talking about this before. To let everybody in on, you know, that's watching, my family we're real big on productivity. My dad owned his own business, worked his butt off. I mean, when we were young, 80 to 100 hour weeks, he was on call, literally 24/7, 360, he was on call as a plumber. And then he worked his way into his own business, and worked his way up and went into more of the white collar side and wasn't on call and had a lot of employees and such. And so he worked his way out of it, but he was a workaholic. Love my dad to death, but I think that's it. He has passed that down to me. We find worth, we find value in always being productive. So it is a very difficult thing to sit there and to enjoy a night where you are literally doing nothing. When I'm looking at my to-do list, and if on my notes, I have lots on my to-do list, things that are really big, some of them are really big, some of them are really small. My to-do list usually hovers around 20 things to do every single week.
Beyond your regular work.
Beyond, like, that doesn't include clients, like clients and things like that are not on there. Podcasts not on there. Like, I have other things. Some are small. Probably 12 to 15 of them are like bigger things. So a lot of them don't get done. Well, guess what's on my mind at night when I'm sitting there like, oh man, I did not get that done. I could still be doing this. I could still be doing that.
And you're thinking of every minute that I'm sitting here watching this movie.
That's right.
Is another minute that I am not getting my to-do list done.
So that's why I say the emotional Joe is like, I got more to do. I just need to do this because that's what makes me valuable. That's what makes me worthy. And I know this doesn't mean that it's easy to
put
change.
Into practice.
I can therapize myself, but yeah, it doesn't make it easy to do. So I think you are better at this than I am. I will
I'm still not
freely
great
admit
it.
That you are better than this, but I do think you struggle to a certain degree as well, because both of us, yes, we are looking to optimize and it's difficult. So what you end up doing, then I'll pass it back over. What you end up doing is, and it's called like nighttime revenge or whatever, like you are kind of taking revenge back from the daytime Joe that was a workaholic. And at nighttime you end up like, okay, now is my time to finally relax. I got everything done. It's 11 p.m. You're finally sitting down and your brain is fried enough where you give yourself the ability to watch a show. Well, you watch until midnight and guess what? I got to get up at 5 for the gym. So it's 5 hours of sleep. This is my life a lot of the time. Yeah. It's horrible. Yeah. But because I'm working until 10 p.m., you know, on all of these different things, trying to squeeze in family time, trying to do family nights, you know, dinner nights. But then after that, a lot of times there's more things to do. I'm on the laptop. This is a real problem for me. You do not always have to be productive. As a matter of fact, I think it's, was it Bezos or Elon Musk? I think it's Jeff Bezos. Like, he gets up, the guy who owns Amazon, right? CEO of Amazon, gets up every morning and he's got like time to just pedal around, do nothing. He gives himself that time in the morning to read the paper, sip his coffee, enjoy the morning a little bit. Like, that's beautiful.
It's a little easier when you're 100 billion.
Well, exactly. Like, I'm sure that's what he was doing when he started Amazon, same thing with Elon Musk, sleeping on his office floor. Like, those guys, it's a lot easier when you get that. But he has noticed, like, the older you get, guys slow down. We go, oh, they've lost it. No, maybe in some ways they've realized the importance of a wasted moment where it's okay.
A word on this discussion, and then we're going to get into the tips.
Sure.
I don't think you always have to be productive, because I think if somebody, let's say Joe and I were just really, really good at this, and we spent every minute, every hour, minute's dramatic, but every single hour we were finding ways to be productive, what would that look like after a month? Right. We would be burnt out. We would be exhausted. Our family, not to mention the family time, that the time that we're supposed to be spending with our wife and with our kids and leading them. If we're constantly obsessed with being work productive, or even like exercise that's productive as well, I would kind of group that in there. Our family is going to struggle, and just mentally, we're going to burn out. It is inevitable that you're going to burn out if you're constantly obsessed with that. And so that's why we're going to talk about this in the tips. I think it is reasonable, healthy, and a good thing to work into your day structure, work into your week planning, time for relaxation, time for family time, time for spending time with friends.
Even video games, believe it or not.
Whatever hobbies you might have. Yeah, I mean, obviously, if you're blocking off 6 to 8 hours a week for video games, it might be a little bit much. But the point is, and I'm treading on the ground we're about to get to, I think it's perfectly reasonable to be very productivity minded and be very conscious of that, as long as you are making sure that you are not just every single hour, I've got to get something productive done. Because, real quick,
sorry. You're good.
Spending time with your family at night, that is productive. That is productive. Even if you're not making a dollar or getting your to-do list done, the time that I get to spend outside, and again, I'm talking to the fathers and husbands here, I guess, for those who are not, just bear with us. The time that I get to spend with my son outside when I've been at work all day and he's been waiting for me to come home, and I finally get home and he's like, Dad, can we go outside? I'm sorry, that's very productive. Even if in my mind it's like, oh my goodness, I got so many things to get done.
Yep.
You've got to look at that is a very productive thing. The time spent just talking to Rachel at the end of the day when I've been gone all day, that's productive. So that would be kind of my answer is, I think inevitably Joe and I are always going to be very productivity minded, but we have to tell ourselves we need to kind of ramp it back every now and then.
Well, we think that's a great thing, and it's like, wow, you know, I could pat myself on the back and be proud of myself and think that I'm amazing because of all the stuff I get done. Yes and no. You know, there's some positive to that. There's a lot of negative to that as well, as we're talking about, where your family does get left in the dust, things like that. The question I was going to ask, though, I want to put it back to you. Where is the balance in that? You mentioned the 6 to 8 hours of video games. Somebody might look at that and be like, what's the problem? Like, I got done what I had on my to-do list, I got done. I look at that and go, you didn't have enough on your to-do list.
If you've got eight hours
to just kill on video games. But hey, maybe they do. Maybe they feel productive. Is there a balance in that? Because I can just say, man, we're just going to push and push and push and load up the to-do list where you never have time, which is a big problem of mine. And you just take on more and more. And it's really actually stupid. That's not me being productive and great. That's me being stupid and not having appropriate boundaries. However, I want to get your thoughts on the other side of this. Yeah. Like, sometimes we have so many boundaries where I can't take that on. Like, you really need to. Somebody at church needs you to do something. Sorry, man, I can't take that. And you're going home and playing video games for 2 hours. Like, I think you could have, right?
Yeah.
You could have put that on the to-do list. Where do you find balance in that?
That's a really, really good question. I think a lot of this question has to do with where your priorities are. This is not really a priorities episode. But for most people, a number one priority is going to be work. Like, you have to work. You have to make sure you are doing your job. And so that's going to be number one. Family time, generally. Then again, not always. Family time is not always number two. But it needs to be up there. We're big believers that exercise and working out needs to be high up there. And then you get into things, obviously, I would say above that needs to be time with God, Bible study. And so what you need to do is look at, okay, how much time is left, essentially? And I guess what I'm getting at is, like, don't put video games on the calendar and on the schedule before you put your time with God and your exercise and the things that are more important. But I think the balance comes in if I fill out my Google Calendar basically by the hour every single week. And what I've found for me personally is if I am booking my entire week and I've got my work schedule in, I've got my, obviously we have our worship in church and I've got my Bible study in, I've got my exercise times in, I've got this project. If I get to the end of the week and I have got 1 to 2 hours left of any family time or any relaxation, any enjoyment, time with friends, golf, whatever, for me, I'm looking at that like I've got too much on my plate. Mm-hmm. I've got too much. I'm overbooked. It's going to lead to burnout versus I'm going to prioritize my work schedule. Obviously, I'm going to prioritize having a couple nights at home with the family with no friends or whatever. I'm going to try to get together with some friends at least once or twice a week. I'm going to make sure I get my Bible studies on the schedule and all that. And then after that, I have no problem blocking off. For me, it's not video games, but for blocking this night off, I'm going to watch a football game or I'm going to watch a movie with Rachel or whatever it is. So I don't know if I'm answering your question, but I think the priorities you have to take that into account when you're talking about how do you balance. If video games are one of the second or third thing that you put on your calendar, maybe you need to reshuffle. What would your answer be?
I would ramp up slowly, and I would actually enjoy more of those things as teenagers. You will get to the point where you have a wife and kids. You don't have time for that. Enjoy it when you're young. If you are if you are going, and you're filling up your schedule with a bazillion and one obligations in high school, that is your time to be young and to just enjoy it. And that's stupid stuff all the time, but like, it's okay. Because you're going to have a wife and kids one day, and you're going to have a lot of things pulling on your time. You're going to be more prominent in your church, and they're going to be requiring more. Like, these things just build. Slowly ramp out.
I was just going to say, I remember when I first got my own Netflix account, went through, and I added all these shows to my yep. list you have, right? Yep. Like, and I just added, that looks really good. I definitely want to add that list. I've maybe watched 3 shows on that entire list since I was 17 years old. But I would agree that when you're younger and in college as well, especially if you don't have kids, if you're not married rather and don't have kids, I don't think there's a problem with, you know, I'm going to watch my show tonight or I'm going to, you know, whatever it is, so long as you don't overdo
it. And even making some time, even when you're married and such, making some time for yourself is okay. Here's the last thing I'll say, and then I want to get into the tips here. When I say ramp up slowly, I would rather have actually at some points too little on your plate than too much. Slowly build that up. I have taken so much on my plate that I look at it and it's like, well, I'm not quitting the podcast. Away, I can't take this away. I'm not taking God and the preaching away. Like that's my job and that's what I'm going to do. I'm not taking from clients. I can lessen clients, but then that's how I make money. And so I'm losing the money money's not everything, but then what clients am I going to cut? I've taken this much. I can't just discharge people. That's not okay. And then, you know, you look at the other obligations in my life, Nashville School of Preaching. I teach there. Well, I made a commitment. I'm not going to, you know, dip out on that. Family, I can't get rid of that.
Preaching, so, Bible class.
Yeah, the Bible classes, the things that I'm prepping. So you look at all of this and you go, what can I cut? And to be quite honest with you, there's nothing I can cut. Or if there is, it would cost, if I quit podcasts, that would affect our relationship and it affect your guys' work. And I got things pulling on me. You ramp up to the point where you go, I can't scale back. That's stupidity. Okay, and this is not to self-loathe here, as we talked about. I'm preaching myself. That's stupidity. Don't do that. I will be looking to scale back where possible. You have to set boundaries. And so this is a warning to the godly young men saying, ramp up slowly. Do not take so much on your plate and fill your life full of pillars that you can't possibly get rid of without everything crumbling. That's not smart. And you may think you're productive and you may think you rule the world because you've gotten all this done. It's really dumb, to be quite honest with you, if you've done that, because now the things that really do matter, and sometimes having some time alone, and having times where you're not productive, that gets lost. So, word of caution.
I very much agree with that very, very quickly. Yeah, I mean, I agree with that. The only counterpoint that I would bring up is I think of it kind of similarly to if you really get used to having your wife work and having that income, it's really hard to give that up in the sense of if you're like, you know what, I'm going to keep my schedule really free so that I can get a lot of Netflix in and I can make sure that I have free time to go shopping and go do this or go golf twice a week or whatever it is. Maybe this is just me thinking it would be very hard for me to start adding stuff and taking away my enjoyment time, if that makes sense. And that's not to contradict what you're saying, because I think there's elements of truth to both of those things. But as I'm just thinking through it, that would be something that would be like, man, if I'm at a good spot and I'm really enjoying my time off and it'd be kind of hard to ramp up for me personally, but that's just a different perspective, I guess.
I think that is a valuable perspective. And my whole point is I think you can ramp up so fast that you can't ever ramp back down. I do feel
which
you can
is where we're probably both at right now.
Correct. Yeah. And I think But you're smart in the fact that you schedule in family time. Like, this is a block. I try to do that. That can be difficult when you have clients calling 20 texts a day and people calling and everything else. That cuts into family time. So it's just, it's boundary setting is more than anything.
So, Joe, we talked about wasting time. We talked about kind of not being intentional. It's very funny that, this is where it's going to go. We're 25 minutes in, and we've got 7 tips on structuring your day that we still want to talk about. We're going to push it to next week.
Yes, we are.
I think I'm going to make it. We're going to make an executive decision right here. I think the discussion we just had about productivity as opposed to enjoying yourself and what is the balance is a very needed thing for a lot of young people, a lot of young men specifically, and a lot of older men specifically. And so I'm good with making that kind of the thrust of this episode I don't want to speed through these tips. There's a lot of things about structuring your day. And so the intro that we went through might be a little bit, you know,
we wasted time. That's okay.
Well, I'm not even talking about that. Like, we told you we're going to get to these tips and it's going to be about structuring your day. And we didn't even talk a ton about that, more so about the productivity. But productivity versus enjoyment of our time, enjoyment of our day, I think was an important discussion. So any final thoughts? We will be back next week where we will basically just dive right in. We have 7 tips on how should you structure your day, what should that look like to optimize productivity, to minimize waste. But yeah, we'll talk a little bit more about this stuff next week.
We didn't really bring in any Bible. Ecclesiastes is all about this. He busied himself in a lot of ways, but you know, he says eat, drink, and be merry multiple times throughout the book, like enjoy the fruits of your labor. There are times to enjoy it, and so we didn't bring in any Bible, but the Bible does specifically speak to this of like,
yeah,
there are times to just be still and know that I am God. We don't always have to be going. So I would encourage godly young men. We're going to talk about that more in the next one of structuring our day. I think it's a good idea to push this to next week. But yeah, that would be the biggest takeaway of this one is we optimize and talk a lot about being productive. Just make sure you're enjoying that time, but be intentional in that as well. Be intentional in your time off. Be intentional in spending time with your family, spending time with God. Intentionality is the key here, but we will be back next week talking more about these tips and wrapping up how we structure our day. But we will talk to you again next week.